It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode.
So as we're continuing in Jacob chapter 2, we talked yesterday about the sin of pride that Jacob was very uneasy about sharing with his beloved brethren, the Nephites, but he shared that message because he did love them. Now, there's a part 2 to this message, verse 22. So Jacob 2, verse 22, "And now I make an end of speaking unto you concerning this pride. And were it not that I must speak unto you concerning a grosser crime, my heart would rejoice exceedingly because of you." This is one of those rough situations where Jacob's just like, look, guys, I love you, but boy, there's some things you need to change. And yeah, we talked to you about pride, but man, we got a grosser crime to deal with. And what is that grosser crime? Verse 23, "But the word of God burdens me because of your grosser crimes. For behold, thus saith the Lord, this people begin to wax in iniquity. They understand not the scriptures, for they seek to excuse themselves in committing whoredoms," or sexual immorality, "because of the things which were written concerning David and Solomon and his sons." So they apparently were going back to the Old Testament times and saying, David and Solomon were able to have many wives and concubines, so therefore I get to do it too. And Jacob is like, that is not what we're doing. That is no longer a thing. And these men are using the scriptures as an excuse. So they are taking these scriptural examples. That's why he's saying, look, you don't understand the scriptures. You're using their examples for this, and this is not what we're doing, guys. Now, Jacob speaks about this through Jacob chapter 2 and Jacob chapter 3. There's a lot in here. The church actually put together a wonderful video about this. And this video is just simply Jacob sharing the scriptures. So you've got an actor playing Jacob who reads these scriptures to you, and you can tell he is very passionate about this and his feelings are very strong about this. I also love that it puts a little context to this as well. So if you're listening to this on our podcast, you may want to hop over to YouTube or Instagram or Facebook to be able to check out this video. It's only about 4 minutes, but I love the way they portray this and put some context to the message that Jacob is sharing. So go ahead and watch this.
"I make an end of speaking unto you concerning this pride. And were not that I must speak unto you concerning a grosser crime, my heart would rejoice exceedingly because of you. Thus saith the Lord, they understand not the scriptures, for they seek to excuse themselves in committing whoredoms because of the things which were written concerning David and Solomon his son. David and Solomon truly had many wives and concubines, which thing was abominable before me, saith the Lord. For there shall not any man among you have, save it be one wife, and concubines he shall have none. For I, the Lord God, delight in the chastity of women. For if I will, saith the Lord of hosts, raise up seed unto me, I will command my people. Otherwise they shall hearken unto these things. For behold, I, the Lord, have seen the sorrow and heard the mourning of the daughters of my people because of the wickedness and abominations of their husbands. And I will not suffer, saith the Lord of hosts, that the cries of the fair daughters of this people, which I have led out of the land of Jerusalem, shall come up unto me against the men of my people, saith the Lord of hosts. My brethren, ye have come unto great condemnation. Ye have done greater iniquities than the Lamanites, our brethren. For behold, their husbands love their wives. Their wives love their husbands and their wives love their children. But ye have broken the hearts of your tender wives and lost the confidence of your children because of your bad examples before them. And the sobbings of their hearts ascend up to God against you. I speak unto you that are pure in heart. Look unto God with firmness of mind, and pray unto him with exceeding faith, and he will console you in your afflictions. And he will plead your cause and send down justice upon those who seek your destruction. But woe, woe unto you that are not pure in heart, for except ye repent, the land is cursed for your sakes. And also remember that ye may, because of your filthiness. Bring your children unto destruction. Their sins be heaped upon your heads at the last day. O my brethren, arouse the faculties of your souls. Shake yourselves that ye may awake from the slumber of death, and loose yourselves from the pains of hell, that ye may not become angels to the devil. Amen.
Come, children.
Now, oftentimes when we share a message about the law of chastity, I know I've been guilty of this in the past, we sometimes will give a guilt lesson on the law of chastity, or we'll focus so much on behaviors that we forget to get to the root of what the problem is. So let me pose this question to you, putting Jacob's two messages together. How are pride and sexual immorality linked together? There's a great quote from Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and I love how he put this. Pride is a deadly cancer. It is a gateway sin that leads to a host of other human weaknesses. In fact, it could be said that every other sin is, in essence, a manifestation of pride. So here's Elder Uchtdorf saying, look, if you struggle with pride, it is going to lead you to other sins. And you saw on this video I just showed you about how you had an individual who looked very prideful, but by the end was very humble because of what the prophet Jacob taught him. Pride is very self-centered in nature. I had a student one time point this out to me. They were just like, if you look at the word pride, it has the letter I right in the middle of it. And they were like, is that a coincidence? And I said, it's probably a big coincidence, but at the same point, it is very self-centered. And when you are self-centered in nature, it leads you to other sins like sexual immorality. My goal is not necessarily to list a whole bunch of sins, but I think if you take it back to the root, pride is the root of all of these right here, which is why Jacob, back in Jacob 2 verse 16, says, oh, that he would rid you from this iniquity and this abomination, and oh, that ye would listen unto the word of his commands, and let not this pride of your hearts destroy your souls, because it can lead to all kinds of other sins. That is why it is crucial for us to work on that humility, because it is going to be the very thing that I think saves our souls. If pride is the universal sin, then humility is the universal antidote. And I think it can be done very quickly when we choose to be humble. I can testify to you that that is true.
If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.